Well, then we have like 6 minutes. Speak faster. Your role will be to push buttons.
I will push buttons, yes.
Well, 2005, there was an idea. On the way back from FOSDEM, a couple of guys said, well, FOSDEM is nice, but the buildings are like a little bit old, crappy, and the rooms are overheated. And the other problem with FOSDEM is it's in winter. I don't know if you've been there. It's freezing cold in Brussels. So we decided, well, we have this new modern university here we could use, and let's do it in summer so we can do a barbecue afterwards and this is a touch screen, by the way.
No.
Now you know. Don't touch it. But even back then, Frostcon had the features we are used to, like, for example, a conference. And even the three wise men showed up. And a bouncy castle. And over the years, we had a selection of bouncy castles. Then there was a merchandise booth, even back then. And you can buy this year's t-shirts, by the way, at the merchandise booth. There was a social event. And we had a, like, I think 5 years ago, we had a, like, a show and a glowing frog. And there was barbecue. By the way, do you recognize this guy? We all were much younger back then. We had lots of volunteers over the years. One guy even showed up from Ireland, David Dolphin. He now works somewhere in the valley, I believe, Flickr or something, some big startup. Then we had, well, this is a strange thing. Every year around FrostCon, suddenly those little chalk markers appear on the way from the train station to the university. We have no idea how this happens. Then we have, of course, we always have the essentials like Clubmate and coffee. Over the years, we had some clever ideas. The problem is you have like long rows of people who are waiting for their food. But we have different queues for steaks and sausages. So what do you do? Well, you give everybody at the end of the queue a sign to pass it on, and it works. This year, we tried something new. We hired professionals to do the barbecue. Let's see if it works out. If not, we will switch back to volunteers. Over the years, we had some fails. Let me translate. Hi to the hottest booth of the conference. I really like that you're the hottest, but next time, please add a sharpener for your pencil, because it's not really usable that way. We had some famous speakers over the years. Some of them you might even see again this year, like Andrew Tenbaum, Matt O'Call. Dries isn't able to come because he's on vacation, and also Rasmus is giving a presentation tomorrow at 5, I believe. So, of course, we had kittens over the year, telephones, and after I think 6 or 7 years, the main organizers decided, well, there's more in life than FrostCon, like family and other boring stuff. So we had a new generation of organizers stepping up, like, what's it, 2 or 3 years ago? I can't remember, like around this time. And we grow a little bit, so we are now about 20 people who are organizing this event with the help of lots of volunteers that are now walking all around, you recognize them by their green shirts. So, yeah, and for this year we have, of course, further announcements. So,
yeah, I have my own microphone. So the hashtag for this year is FrostCon10, since it's the 10th FrostCon. There were some recent changes to our schedule. For today on Lecture Room 5, the talk at 11:15, Revolutionizing Healthcare is replaced by Attaching IoT Telemetry. In German it's pretty easier. And on Sunday there were the CEF workshop is cancelled due to illness of the speaker, and also in Lecture Room 5 there is one new talk, which is from SAP to Qvitendo ERP, which is in German, and another new talk is in Lecture Room 3, Contain Yourselves. Both talks are at 6:15 in the evening. And the next talk, which was cancelled, is in Lecture Room 5, which was Agil unter Zeitdruck, which is replaced with What is Cloud? Also, Was ist Cloud? Also a German talk. These are the recent changes. The bouncy castle this year is not in the yard. It's in another yard. We have more than ones. It's when you come from the entrance directly to the right-hand side, you will go down to some stairs, and then you see on the right-hand side our bouncy castle and ball pit. So we still have it. It's just not in the inner section of this conference. Also, this year we have two new lecture rooms, Lecture Rooms 7 and 8, which are basically around here, which replace some open space, which has been before. They were built last year, I think, and are finished this year, and so we are starting to using them these years, so we can give you more talks in parallel, so you have more hard decisions to make.
So, and before we finish, I'd like to hand over the microphone to the Dean of the Department of Computer Science, Mr. Hayden. You have like minus 2 minutes.
Yes, welcome everybody. I don't want to waste your time with contentless speech, and therefore I just would like to welcome you and express my pleasure and the honor of hosting this conference for a decade now that has emerged from this university by the initiative of, at the start, one professor who's here today together with a few students, and it has become now a regular event and a very interesting and growing international conference. So, enough for now. I wish you two pleasant and interesting days at the FrostCon, and may the frog be with you.
This wouldn't be possible without the help of some sponsors. I'll just mention a few, like Host Europe, LinOTP, Grandcentrix, Live Reply, Trivago, Gonikos, and Zalando. And with that, it's over. Thank you very much, and hurry up to see the next talk. Enjoy FrostCon.